Within context, we find a few very interesting things. Continuing on from Parashat Tetzaveh, we find something unusual in as much that something seems out of order. We have the Kelim, the main Kelim of the Kli HaMishkan, are discussed in Parashat Truma. Then Parashat Tetzaveh basically are the Kelim of the Kli Avoda, in other words, a big day kohana. And only at the end of Parashat Tetzaveh do we have here in Perek Lamed, Vasisu Mizbeach Mikta Ketores. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the Mizbeach Ketores comes. Okay, which is the Maisa within context, very unusual. Furthermore, the Parsha there connects the Ketores to light in the Menorah. Ubahalis Aranis and Eros is a Posuk Ches. In other words, the Torah connects the Haktorah, or bring up the Torahs, to lighten the Menorah. So we have to understand as well what connection is there between the Torahs and the Menorah. And then the parasha begins. We talk about the mitzvah, the reisa of machzis hashekel. And the prophet says, "Yitnu kol ha'ivel apkudim machzis kol b'shekel ha'kodesh." You've got to give a half a shekel, b'shekel ha'kodesh. There's a few diyukim over here. Firstly, what does it mean machzis shekel b'shekel? You just say machzis shekel ha'kodesh. What's machzis shekel b'shekel ha'kodesh? Machzis shekel ha'kodesh. Number one. Number two. Within the whole mitzvah, what is the tam ha'mitzvah over here that the Torah tells us to give a half a shekel? Klal Yisrael is always about shlemus. Klal Yisrael is always about completion. Finishing a mesechta, you make a siyum. If you have a short mesechta and you haven't finished, you don't make a siyum. Right? If you have a long mesechta and you haven't finished, you don't make a siyum. If you have a small mesechta that you have finished, you do make a siyum. In other words, it's all about shlemus. What's the half a shekel business that Torah is so makbid on? In fact, the Ramban mentions that were it to be that a person decides to be generous, give a whole shekel, he's over an issa deraisa. How can it possibly be that Torah expects you to be generous and a dover and everything about, and then when it comes to Machzis Shekel, half a shekel dafka? So again, the Dukim are, why is it coming over here with after the mitzvah of Mizbeach HaKetores? What is the connection between Ketores and lighting candles? Why does the Torah tell us that there's a mitzvah only to give half a shekel? And what does it mean Machzis Shekel with Shekel HaKedesh? And obviously, of course, the question is, why can't any person give more than a half a shekel? So the Sasemis brings Sefer Chiddush HaOrim, and the truth of the Alshach says the same thing, that the half a shekel is giving us the concept, an idea, that a person always has to connect with another in order to be complete. In Yiddishkeit, it's not about being yourself. It's not about being independent. You cannot be independent. Moshe Rabbeinu needs a minion to daven in. Every person needs a kohen to give you things to, needs a levi to give you things to, you need a minion, you need a rov, you need society, you need people around you. And nobody is ever complete by being a hermit. Living by themselves is not considered a chelek of Klal Yisrael. And therefore there's a mitzvah deraisa over here of understanding that I'm a half, together with somebody else we're complete. But if you're just half by yourself, that's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. And therefore there's a mitzvah over here not to attempt to be complete by yourself. And ensure that you are complete only with other people. Bring other people in, involve other people, ensure that other people have what they need. That is Klal Yisrael. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Shkolim, Be'echod ba'ador, mashmim ala shkolim ala klaim. On the first ba'ador, one tells Klal Yisrael and reminds him about bringing the Shkolim, and also reminds him about Klaim. Klaim now is beginning, as he was noticed at first, I just noticed now, coming out on my vine in my garden. Right? You see little trees growing and you see Klaim. And therefore you've got to be very careful, it's the beginning of the season, the summer season now, the spring. You've got to ensure that the Klaim, there's nothing growing over there that's going to be problematic. So it's an interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin a few dinim. Shlomo HaMelech was Masakin Erevin and Atilis Adayim. And on that, Abasko went out and said, Im Chochem Bni Yismach Boni Gamoni. If you're a Chochem, my son, so am I, I'm happy too, said the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why Dafka when he was masakan the dinim of kilayim, of the why was dach when it came out when he made a erevin and tilisadayim, was it this baskal that went out? So the concept over here, says my Rebbe Rabbi Chaim Kaufman, is that there are certain people who are very, very involved in kilayim. They're wonderful. They merge with other people. They're friendly. They're kind. They're generous. They're sociable. Fantastic. That's a very good thing. But there's a drawback. And the drawback is, you're sometimes kind and generous and friendly to the wrong people. And therefore they can badly influence you, and they can pull you along. On the other hand, we have people who are very isolated, insular by themselves. An advantage of that is that a person won't be influenced by other people. A person's very straight, his shittas won't be swayed by other people. He'll have what it takes in order for him to be secure. But the disadvantage obviously is that he's not mixing with people, he's not hearing other ideas, he's not being friendly, he's not involving himself in society, and therefore each one has advantage and disadvantage. Shlomo HaMelech made two takonos. He made a takon of Atilis Adayim, was Atilis Adayim, in order to separate the Tum and the Tahara. To be very careful, why your hands on tomatoes, because of Asconios, because they're too busy. And this time it's to separate Tum and Tahara. And it's really, because Daim Shal Amoritz or Tumeim, or the Amoritz or Tomei. And therefore he said, be very careful. On one hand, have Atilis Adayim, which means wash your hands. Yeah? In other words, wash your hands. Netilisdaim and Erevin. Sorry, not Klein. Apologize. Sorry. Netilisdaim and Erevin. We'll get back to the Mishnah in Shkolim soon. Netilisdaim and Erevin. That's what the Shoy Melech did, not Netilisdaim and Klein. Netilisdaim and Erevin. Erevin is bringing people together. Netilisdaim is separating yourself from the Tumah. Shoy Shema Melech, I want to ensure that Klal Yisrael is absolutely perfect. In one hand, I want to do Netilis Adayim to separate from the Rishon and Amaratzim and those people who don't have good influence on me. On the other hand, I've got to know how far to separate them, how far to bring them in, and that's why he made Erevin in order to bring everyone together. That's Peshat in the Mishnah in Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, and it's brought down Shkolim as well, but Echabadol Mashmim ala Shkolim balaklaim. What is Shkolim all about? Bringing people together. Like we just mentioned, it's about feeding that you're not complete by yourself, bringing other people in. On the other hand, it's all about kilayim as well, making sure that you don't merge with the wrong people and create growth that is unhealthy. And therefore, this is the lesson. The lesson of Machzor Shekel is you're not complete by yourself, but Sadsheni, you have to be very careful who you merge with. What's that connected to with the last parasha? The last parasha is a parasha of Keteris. What's that Keteris got to do with bad people? What's Keteris got to do with Rishoyim?
Keteris, but you're not supposed to.
Yeah, but what's the element of Rishus with that?
It's something.
What's that?
Chelbana.
What is Chelbana?
Bad smell.
Well, and therefore, what's that got to do with Keteris? Exactly. So Chelbana is a bad smell. Chelbana is involved in Keteris, it's a bad smell. What is Chelbana, by the way, in English? Do you know what that is? I don't know what it is. Yeah? I'm sure if you looked up and asked, but Chelbana is a bad smell. So why do you bring Keteris? Keteris is all about being beautiful and bringing a pleasant smell. Well, why do you bring Chelbana? The idea is, say Chazal, in order to show us that you always have to bring in those Rishoyim inside the minion as well. You've got to bring them in and to be makar of them. That's Chelbana. And that's why you have Keteris. So on one hand, we have Keteris all about bringing in Rishoyim. Yeah, we have the idea of Machzor Shekel, of connecting with other people, bringing them in. But the backdrop to this is, the warning that we have is, that's fine as long as, says the Apostle, Ubahalos Aronis and Neiris ben Avayim HaKetireno. You don't bring the Keteris when you don't have Ubahalos Aronis and Neiris. Don't bring the Keteris when there's no Hadlokos Neiris. What's Hadlokos Neiris? Teresh Shabal Peh. We don't have the light and the vision of understanding what is wrong and what is right, when it's connect and when it's best to disconnect. That is the idea over here. And that's why he says, the Ger Rebbe used to say, put down from the literature forum as well, that but when you have the Abaminim, you have the Lulav, the Dasim and the Arabis, and the Esrog. Esrog is the Talmud Chochem. Lulav, Adasim and Arabis, Lulav is, it's got a smell without a taste, it's got a taste without a smell. And the Hadasim are the smell without a taste. and the Arabas are no smell and no taste, which are referring to the Rishoyim with good middos, with bad middos, with yeah. And but then he had the Esrog, which is a tzaddik, right? When he put all involved in a mitzvah, when he involved in connecting towards something good, the tzaddik together with the other gimel minim. But when it's not together, just to socialize unnecessarily to people who are not necessarily a good influence, separate them. Put the Esrog in its silver box, put the other three in their plastic, and keep them apart. And therefore, again, on one hand, it's all about connecting with other people and bringing them in. On the other hand, that's Keteris and the Machzor Shekel. On the other hand, this is the idea over here of making sure that it's done with a backdrop of the lights of the menorah. Interestingly enough, last Peshat, the Pasuk says, Machtis HaShekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh. Yeah, Machtis HaShekel, Hela Hiltzel. Yeah? Machtis HaShekel, B'Shekel, thank you. Machtis HaShekel. In other words, how should you have a Machzor Shekel? How should you have a situation where you have to bond with other people and connect with other people? That is only on the condition if it is done, B'Shekel HaKodesh, if it is done in the environment and in the mood of being Shekel HaKodesh. But otherwise, don't have to do with these people. And there's some rumors in the word Machtis. Machtis is Mem Ches Tzadi Yud Taf. The tzadik's in the middle. Yeah? Those connected, those are tzadik, the tzadik's in the middle. Those closest to the word tzadik, the letter tzadik in the middle, is what?
Yud.
The one again is Mem Ches Tzadi Yud. So the closest to the tzadik is Ches Yud, is Chai. Is Chai. Yeah? The ones further away from the tzaddik is Mem Tov, is Mace. Therefore, if you have the tzaddik in the middle and you connect it to the tzaddik and you're doing it for the right things, then it's Chai. The further you go away and you disconnect yourself from the source of doing the right thing and connect with people that are not good, then it turns into Mace. That's Machzis. Okay? And therefore, this is idea over here of one hand bonding, on the other hand being careful who you mix with. By the way, the Gemara says that the Nakiya Das Shabu Shalim, they never sat with people that they did not sit down to meet until they knew who they were sitting with. It doesn't say that they never sat down by a meal with Rishon. It just says they didn't sit down but people didn't know who they were sitting with, which means there's a diuk. The ones who knew who they were sitting with, they didn't mind sharing a meal with them. Why not? Because if you know who the other person is, you'll be able to respect the good parts and be able to be careful not to take on their bad elements. And if you don't know who they are, it's dangerous. If you know the person's a wonderful person, but the guy's a liar, the guy's a cheat, the guy's a person who speaks Lashon Hara, make sure you steer the situation, steer the conversation in a way that's not going to reach those different parts that are negative. Right? And therefore they would sit down, and if you've got to be careful, on one side it's ideas of Erevin, on the other hand it's until it's a dime, separating and connecting. There's a very interesting other thought that Rabbi Rucham brings down. How can it possibly be that the Torah limits the generosity of a person? And we discussed this in the past, the Shekel HaKodesh, it's about Tveir Shel Eish, that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu does. But what is the idea over here that a Dal and an Oshir have to give the same amount? So Bishlomo, if you say that a Dal, sometimes it's very hard for a Dal. You know the famous story of Levi Yitzchak B'Ditchuv, right? One year he decided to ask for Kofa Nefesh and Erev Yom Kippur, huge, astronomical amount. And people came in, the rich people came in, gave them money, the Kofa Nefesh and Erev Yom Kippur. Just before he's about to go to Shul, Mamish, just before Kol Nidre, this woman comes in and says, Rebbe, I don't have the money. I've got myself, I'm an almona, I've got one son, and I, you know, 100 zlotas, I don't have it for me and my son. I'll give 50, and it'll for both of us. So Rabbi Levi says, no. 50 each, there's no way, no, nothing less than that. He's running on the way to shul, said, Rebbe, you know what? Forget it. Let my son live. I'm ready, 35 years old. Let my son live. I don't mind. Give kofa nefesh for him. And with that, Rabbi Levi threw his hands up to Shammai and said, Rabbeinu Shalom, look how much a parent cares for their child, willing to give everything away, not willing to give away all our virus for the sake of Klal Yisrael. So a dal, for a poor person to be moisa nefesh, and to push himself and to give something they can't afford to do, is a big mitzvah. But what is the idea behind the mitzvah of an oshir not being able to give more? Let him be generous, let him give more. What's the problem? I just got off the plane, right? And let me tell you, the Nesoyim, of an Oshir not giving more is greater than an Oni pushing himself. If you watch the lifestyle, you know, the Oni comes with a, I don't know, the minibus to the airport. Fine. He waits in, the long line's there, yeah, his case gets checked. If he's overweight, he gets charged. Okay. Then he finally, if he doesn't get charged, he's very happy. If he does get charged, he's certainly not happy. At that stage, then he goes to no waiting now, and sits around, there's hard benches, everyone else, and there's screaming kids, and there's noise, and there's pandemonium. Fine. Okay. Fine. The Osher goes into the executive lounge. It's quiet, there's nice music, there's a little spa there, he's got his whiskey, he's got his rum, he's got his vodka, he's got his coffees, you name it. Fine. Going on to the plane, they're all waiting, he's already sitting down in the first class, watching all these poor people walking past him, making sure that they all see how rich he is, right? And he's sitting there to take away his coat, yes, like it on, like it off, offering him his drink, first drink. They're all going to cattle class, walking through. Right? This is the whole process, the whole in and out, the whole mind of that I'm different to you, but I don't live the way you live. I am powerful. I am special. I can do things that you cannot do because I am rich. Right? That's it. That's it. That's all the idea. At one time in his life, a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you know what? You're exactly the same as a poor person as far as I'm concerned. You are giving a half a shekel just as much as that schnorrer down the street is giving half a shekel. I don't want a penny more from you because you're exactly the same. Do you know what a Yetzer Hara is to him to want to say, no, I'll give a special shekel. I don't want a special shekel. I want half. Because you're just as choshev as he is. That is a far bigger nesoyin for Oshir than for an Oni to collect money together and to collect. Eventually he'll give it shoyin. But that's not giving away his personality. That's giving away a bit of money. This is being makriv. I am more choshev than you. I am more special than you because I am rich. Yeah? That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want. This Machzor Shekel is all about connecting with other people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you're not more special than somebody else. I just happen to have made you the Gevir that is able to help other people and therefore bond with other people, look out for other people, help other people. You're not complete by yourself. You've got to give to the Aniyim. Aniyim need you. You need Aniyim. And this is the bond that we have with the Machzor Shekel. This is the bond we have with the Keteris. But it's all got to be in the backdrop of the Chel. The rest of the Keteris all got to be the backdrop of Ovahalis, Aranis, and Neris. To have the clear perspective of one, yes, to bond, but not to bond. On one hand, to have the Erevin to connect together. On the other hand, to have this time that separates the Amaratzim. To have the Echba Ador, Machrizin Al Ashkolim. Yeah, the Shkolim, we don't have the Kelaim. This is a deal, this parasha. That's why it's connected to the Keteris. And remember this Machzor Shekel, the closer you are to the clarity of what's the right thing to do, the Yud, Machtis, Mem Ches Tzadik Yud Tov, Tzadik's in the middle, the closer you are to the Tzadik is what? Chai. The further you are away from the Tzadik is the Mace.